we begin the sugya of Atzus Nachos, bearing in mind that the ikar problem chat in the sugya, the inyanim of Atzus Nachos, have to do with Trumas and Maisus, have to do with Hilchas Shabbos, have to do with Hilchas Shmita and Arla, all the other nice inyanim that we'll touch. But we have to bear in mind that the main discussion here is Mesechta's Gittin, is B'fanei Nechtav. And that poses a problem right away in the beginning of this sugya. The Gemara is comparing Gittin to Maisris, to Atzus Nachos, and L'chayr it has no shaykhis one to the other. What does one thing have to do with the other? So our ikar job today is to try to come to pshat in the sugya. What is the connection between the union of Gittin and Harav Yehuda Rabbanan, the union of whether offer that's Yainik from Karka has a din of Karka? What does Yanika have anything to do? Yanika has to do with Trumas and Maisris, has to do with Shabbos, has to do with Prozbul. But what does it have to do with what does it have to do with Hilchas Gittin? If it's Yainik from the Karka, it's not Yainik from the Karka, might not come in. This is the main pshat problem in the sugya. It's a little surprising, you would think that all the Mefarshim would ask the Kasha. And we'll see today Rabbi Yehuda's Mahalach, but for some reason, Tosfos says the words, Ma'inyan get Eitzel Ma'aser. And yet, Tosfos only seems to answer a side aspect. Tosfos doesn't seem to answer the question. And that's at least one Mahalach we'll have by the time we finish today. So let's see the Gemara inside again. And again, our goal is to understand the Inyan of Ofer Eretz Chutzlar at Abba Besfina sufficiently to see its connection to the union of Git. Tana Chada Hamevi Get Besfina Kamevi Beretz Yisrael Tanyida Kamevi Bechutz Laretz. So first of all, what are the brises? What's the case? What's the brise talking about? There's a boat. Nobody lives in boats. The assumption isn't that these people live in the boats. The assumption is that they're traveling in a boat. So there are people traveling in a boat, and on the boat they're riding a get. And this get is going to be given through a shliach. And the question is, what are we doing with the get that's written on the boat? The get that's written in Chutz Laretz, we know. The get that's written in Eretz Yisrael, we know. The shadlis here is a boat. Where is the boat located? So Rashi, Benaharis, Eretz Yisrael. We're talking here that this get is written in a nahar, which in itself is Eretz Yisrael. If you would be yomtiv, you'd keep one day yomtiv. It's Eretz Yisrael. Pashtus, that's what we're saying. So it's in Eretz Yisrael, and a get is being written. So let's say, how would we start looking at the shaila? What's the shaila? Do you need b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam? Why would I think it should be tali? It should be tali. Am I in Eretz Yisrael? If I'm in a boat in the Kinneret, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. If I'm in one of the horrors of Eretz Yisrael, so I'm in Pashtos, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, it would seem. And then Chutz Laretz. So right away, what comes to mind, if you shayla b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, are they b'kiyim? In Lishma, is it matzi l'kaimai? It's like a joke to ask, are they b'kiyim Lishma on boats? It's like a funny question. Are people on boats became Lishma? There's no group of people that's on boats. Different people on different boats at different times. So the whole approach to the sugya is very hard to know. How did the Tana go to the sugya of Svina? How do you judge? Are they became Lishma? Is it Mitzuyim? What do you mean? Is it Mitzuyim Lakaimai? Is it Mitzuyim in Eretz Yisrael to find people that go on boats? The shell isn't if the people go on boats. The shell is where the people come from.
Then the shell is people coming from outside Eretz Yisrael on a boat towards Yisrael. So isn't that the people are in Eretz Yisrael actually traveling around on boats around Eretz Yisrael, or is it that people coming from Chutz Laretz and they're traveling the river Eretz Yisrael?
And it doesn't seem to make a chilek here. There'd be a big chilek to the two cases. If these are people coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, I would think it's a Mitzvah Kaimai. Unless, because they're coming to Eretz Yisrael. Whoever the Edom are signing on the boat, they're going to be in Eretz Yisrael in a little while. Or maybe Livedak, who says the boat is coming in, maybe the boat is going out. The whole Shaila, like it's Omer Darshani, the whole sugya needs someone. So there's some cipher, and I mentioned yesterday, B'Shem L'Chazaynish, they say, this sugya is talking where it's B'Kiyim L'Shma, the people are B'Kiyim. And it's Shchichi L'Kaimai, we're not worried about Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. The Gemara is talking in such a case, but that's not the issue. It's a Vada that the underlying issues are resolved. There's no problem of B'Kiyim L'Shma, there's no problem of Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. The Nidai is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel, who say loyplug, who say the Chazal made a takana of Chutz Laaretz needs b'fnei b'fanei nechdav. Eretz Yisrael doesn't need b'fanei nechdav. This original takana, which was made with a loyplug, you can't tell me. Well, in this case, it's Mosim Makayim. It's a loyplug. It's a rule. That loyplug, what does it do with the Yamin? When that takana was made, does that meant to include the Yamin or to exclude the Yamin? Do we look at Yamin like Eretz Yisrael or not? Now, obviously, they didn't say anything in the takana. They stam made a takana, like the Mishnah says, I may be get. Dina say, yeah. So the question is, if they stam made a takana, that Chutz La'aretz has one din, Eretz Yisrael has a second din, how did they look at the people in the Sfinas? How would they look at something written in the Sfinas? Would they look at it as Eretz Yisrael, or would they look at it as Chutz La'aretz? Nowadays you'd say somebody in an airplane. Somebody in an airplane, so is that called these Eretz Yisrael? It's called Chutz La'aretz. How do they look at such a thing? This learns some Sefer L'Chazaynish learn Pshat in the Gemara. Like I said yesterday, I don't know any other way to learn the Gemara except that it's a loy plug. Because if you start being down with Shkiach L'Kaimai, Mitzriyim L'Kaimai, the whole dinyan to Maestros and Shumas doesn't begin. It has to be that this sugi is going like the Mandiyama, that it's a loy plug, and that's the shayla.
We're not saying that we're certain that it was a shayla, that's not the issue.
Okay, so say for words it that we're not that we're short, it's bekiyim and shrichi. We're not worried about it. It's not the issue. The issue is the loy plug. That's how he phrases it. And because once you say like plug, it doesn't really matter. He doesn't word it that way. You have to think about why. But the sugya of our Gemara is not to take a poll of which type of people go on boats and which don't. The Indian is a question totally of, is this considered the land of Eretz Yisrael by Stam Gezeir, or is not considered the land of Eretz Yisrael? So that's the Nidain of these two brises, and Apisvara, I guess it's a little hard to just say Apisvara, it is, it's not. So the Gemara looks for a dimyan from a different machlaikis, and the Gemara finds it here in this machlaikis. Laikasha, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Laikasha, Harab Yehuda Harabanan Ditnan, learn the Mishnah. Offer Chutz La'aretz Haba B'Sfina La'aretz. You have a boat, and on the boat there's karka, and enough karka to plant things. Something is planted in the karka, which is on the boat, and it's coming in a La'aretz and Teretz Yisrael. Chai B'Maiser B'Shvius. Tanakama holds that whatever grows is Chai B'Maiser and Shemita. We're going to learn now, like Rashi and Taisvis, that the entire issue, the way Rashi keeps on saying in the sugya, is a shiloh of yanika. Is it yainik from the earth underneath? So Rashi says we're talking about a boat that's made out of cheres, a boat that's made out of cheres through which yanika is possible. It could be the yanika of the earth, Rashi holds, goes up through the cheres. And Mimela, the Tanakama holds, since the boat is sailing over land of Eretz Yisrael, it's Yainik from Karka Eretz Yisrael. It says it's Yainik from Karka Eretz Yisrael, but Mela, the plants are Chayav B'Chumas and Maizos. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, he argues. Amoson. This Manchas, Svina, Goysheshes. That makes sense that the Svina is Goysheshes, is very close to the ground. How close? Rashi doesn't say exactly. Megasheshes B'Karka. I don't know if he means it's Mamish touching the ground. Or it's what? Ten tefachim. One of the Rishonim says ten tefachim. You remember what we saw? Maybe. One of the Rishonim says a shear of ten tefachim, which is a chiddush. Okay, for me, for a boat, it's not such a chiddush, because maybe a boat ten tefachim is taken very close. 10 tefachim or 3 feet from the ground. So up to within 10 tefachim is considered megasheshes. That's considered touching the ground, and it's yainik. But more than that amount, either he means it's totally not yainik or it's yainik, but an insignificant amount of yanika. And memela, since it's yainik, an insignificant amount of yanika, so therefore it's considered to be chutz laretz. So this is Rabbi Yirmiyah's teretz. Abaya amar hava Rabbi Yehuda like kasha kam bizman she'ina svina gesheshes kam bizman she'svina gesheshes. Abaya doesn't seem to be adding much more than Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says this is the Rabbanan, this is Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, yeah, this is both Rabbi Yehuda kam bizman she'gesheshes kam bizman she'ina gesheshes. It's a mekimta. But the emphasis is that the Rabbi is very significant. Because as Tosis points out, it's not poshut that there's any machlaikas here, Rabbi Yehuda. On Rabbi Yehuda Eimasai, there's a rule that when Rabbi Yehuda says Eimasai, that he's not arguing, he's a mefarish. Tosis on Rabbi Yehuda Eimasai says, Mashma Agamar is Mashma Eimasai to Rabbi Yehuda Balachlaik. Agamar is Mashma Rabbi Yehuda says Eimasai to Machlaikas. In Taima, the Perchalain, or Bezebai, Ramesh, or Malevi, Kol Mokim Shom Rabbi Yehuda Eimasai, Ubame, Eina Yalol Farish. Rabbi Yechon Ame Eimasai Lefarish, Bame Lachlaik. But Lekuli Alma Eimasai is Lefarish. So Frecht Taisvis, how do you know there's a Machlaikas? So he answers, Taisvis answers that, Taisus has two teretz, and the second teretz is in the third wide line. Oydei Shleiman, Nirukas from the Garasi, Komak and Shabbat, be Mishnah Seinu, Eimasai. In a Mishnah, for Abiyudas, is Eimasai, it's a Mefarish. But this is a Braisa. Braisa is Lachlike. And according to that, you go to the Tanya, not the Tanan. So Rabbi Yirmiyah holds their argument. Abaya, when Abaya comes along, and Abaya says, Hava ha Rabbi Yehuda, Abaya is toing off that it could be there's no machlaikis. You don't have to say there's a machlaikis. It could be there's no machlaikis. Everyone holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Eimasai is lafarish. And what's the chilek? The chilek is if it's gesheshes, it's mechob lekarka. If it's eina gesheshes, it's not mechob lekarka. What Abaya is gaining is that you don't have to be matzik and make a machlaikis in order to have tuma diyomrim here. You could just learn pshat in that this Eimasai could be lafarish, and the hageshesh is ha eina gesheshes. What are you asking? What? Well, Rabbi Yehuda is the Baal Memra who said the Megashesh is very hard to call it the Rabban. It says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Eimasai. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda is the Baal Memra. So, anytime he's not Machlaikis, whoever says it is saying what everyone holds, but when I see he's the one that said the words. Why is it important? Because the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. And well, our discussion for today, tomorrow, we discuss the Dinam of Atzis Nakov and Svina. We're going to be talking, make the Yukim of the Rabbim, it's all going to be in Rabbi Yehuda. And usually Yachid for Rabbim, usually Halachid for Rabbim. So Mefarshei HaRambam say that the Rambam will Nemzon that Eimasai is Mefarish, Lamaisa, like Abaya. And Memeila, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not clear that anybody even argues with Rabbi Yehuda. So Memeila comes out to be a biased teretz. It's not just a different way of juggling the words, but it's a significant thing. Both by? Oh, he means two Dalits? Okay. Very, very nice deal. Right. Question: the printer did it, or if he did it? But okay. Nice. All right. So, what's the Gemara's teretz? So, let's talk about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends if it's gesheshes or it's not gesheshes. So, therefore, you hear this? If you write it, somebody says we wrote a get on a boat. Are we considered to be Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz? So we tell him 1 minute. Are you? How low was the boat in the ground? Close to the ground. If it was close to the ground and you are in Eretz Yisrael, it was higher off the ground, then you are Chutz La'aretz. That's what I'm saying there. So you have to find it after, but it depends on how deep the boat was sunk into the ground. A little bit of a chiddush, all right? That's Pesach Pshat in the Gemara. That whether you have to say funny enough, that depends on how deep the boat was. It was in the water relative to the ground. Okay, that's the pshat in the Gemara. And again, the way Rashi and Tosfos learn, everything depends on your nika. Rashi learns that the boat was made out of cheres, because it's yainik through cheres. Tosfos has a kasha on that also. Tosfos Atzisnakov brings Pirish Bakuntra Svina Delel Shal Cheres, made Srichali Nakev. You know, a flower pot, you can say it had a hole in it. A boat that had a hole in it is not such a Shriach type of Shaila to ask about a boat that had a hole in it. So therefore, Rashi says Cheres, made it Srichali Nakev, and Mysa Menachas Bekarka. But Tosfos has a kasha on this. Tosfos asks, Tosfos a few kashas. Tosfos says that there are places where it talks about an otzot and a nemzon its cheres, and it still needs a nekev. So how could you nemzon its cheres if it still needs a nekev? And according to Rashi, cheres is yainik even without a hole. If Tosfos kasha from Perek Beis, that's off alpha with Beis. If it's made out of
material,
well, it's not porous. Certain things don't, are not machnas mashke. Mashke doesn't go in, but yanika could. Yanika and mashke are not the same. Obviously, it's possible to make a cheres. Doesn't seem to have been the dispute. So Tosfos argues. Tosfos learns that it's talking bishal eitz. It doesn't sound like there's much lomdis to the machlokes. Since the machlokes is, everyone agrees that you need a nika. Tell me if you give me the lumdis of the machlokes by cheres, and maybe we'll try to work on it yet. What's the lumdis? Rashi says the boat is made of cheres, and it's a nika through the cheres. Tosfos says, no, cheres is not yainik. And talking about shalites. What's the lumdis of this machlokes? Why don't we do a test? Take two flower pots, one made out of cheres, and one made out of eitz, and put a same type of seed in both of them, and put them down onto the karka, and water them both the same amount of sunlight, and we'll see which one grows better. The one that has yanika from the karka will grow better. Doesn't seem like such a complicated thing, no?
You have to
put soil
inside the
cheres
and the eitz, right?
You put soil in, yes.
So maybe it'll grow just as well, because you can't tell where the nutrients are.
No, it's got the assumption is it grows better if it gets yanika from the ground. If it grows equally both ways, it wouldn't be chayiv on Shabbos for picking it up off the ground. Obviously, it cuts off some of the yanika, pashtus. So it could be everyone agrees that it's yainik. The question is, what type of yanika? Maybe cheres, the yanika goes into the cheres and it comes from the cheres into the plant. Hashem came by eitz, it goes through the eitz, not into the eitz. It could be. That would be nice. All right, let's talk about the lumdis of otzitz and of svina, same thing. And again, we're going to Rashi and Tosfos, that our whole discussion is yanika and nothing else, and let's try to understand. Now let's talk about a flower pot. It's just easier than talking about a boat, same thing. You have a flower pot. Why do you have? If you go into the store, you buy a flower pot that has a plant. You're buying three things: the flower pot, the earth, and the plant. Right? There are three parts to every flower pot: the pot, the earth, and the plant. Okay. Now you take this flower pot. Let's pick a simple case. It has a hole in the bottom, and you put it down on the underground. So we're saying it looks like metaltalin. It's not. It's mechubel lekark. Right, got a hole. It's on the ground, mamish. Now I've got to be a sidus. So now this is karka, right? So let's just analyze what's karka. Let's say the pot. Is the pot mechubel karka? If a sheretz touches this pot, is it tamei? It has a hole. A hole in a pot is only makes it ice tamei if the hole is a certain size. It's not such a big. The hole is enough to get in the ikka, but it's not a big hole. You can still use the pot. So, what?
The earth has a bunch of
through the hole. Probably not, because even like Abi Yisaidis, it's yainik. So if it has that 1 inch, it doesn't matter. So what do you think is the din of the pot? Is the pot mechubal karka?
No.
If a sheretz touches the pot, do you think it's? You think the pot is tamei? I would think so. No, I would think the pot is still a pot. No. If I had an empty flower pot on the ground, then certainly, right. And if I put in earth, and if I found a plant, it should change. So I think the pot, everyone agrees, is not mechubal karka, right?
Why can't I remove the pot?
Why can't I move the pot?
Then you're going to change the situation. You may move the soil.
And therefore, so if I could move the pot.
Then when the being yoyin from it, it comes off, it comes out of the ground.
It's just incidental to it. I mean, the pot is there to hold it in place, but you think that the pot is considered mechubal karka? I don't know. If I do a kinyan on the karka, I do a kinyan chazak on the karka, I'll be kind of the pot. Maybe with kinyan agav or. But the pot is the karka, you think? I don't know. To me, that seems posh. The pot certainly is not the karka. The plant, well, we're saying the plant is b'chob l'karka. That's the whole sugya. The plant is yanik from the karka. So the plant, vice dice, is considered the karka. I guess if a sheretz touches the plant. A live plant is not makabel tuma anyway, but it would be considered mechubal. What about the earth? What about the earth that's in the pot? Huh? Is that mechubal karka now, or is it not mechubal? I think it's mechubal. What is if I would have a flower pot with nothing planted in it, flower pot with earth in it, and it has a hole in the bottom, I didn't plant anything, it's sitting on the ground. Would you look at that earth that it's mechubal karka?
Yes.
It's not yainik. Earth is not yainik from earth.
But the roots go into the ground.
But I'm talking about the earth. Earth doesn't have roots. The earth itself, the earth that's inside the flower pot, that earth is what? That earth is mechubal or it's not mechubal?
And every earth is mechubal to the earth is mechubal.
Every earth, when there's no pot around it, every earth is mechubar to the karka. If I take sand and I spread it out over the earth, it's mechubar. But if it's in a flower pot and there's just a hole in it, it has enough for yanika, the sherish cut and the small hole of yanika. Everything else in it is mechubar to karka. Let's say I would build a sukkah on such a thing. I have a big thing of earth, a sukkah. I would build. I put up a building on this. Would that? Sukkah is a bad example. It doesn't have to be mechubar, but a mikveh has to be mechubar l'karak. I build it in a big container of earth. I have a dump truck full of earth, and all right, dump truck is raised from the ground. But I have something like that on the ground, a big dumpster full of earth, and I would build something in there. Let's say I would build a building there. That's mechubar l'karak. It's not mekabel tumah.
Suppose it is considered karak.
So Tosis brought about Prozbul. We're going to see this in a second, Taka. We have to look at it. Tosis Taka brings that for Prozbul is considered karaka, but we'll have to see. The earth in the Afike Yam, Chelik Beis, Shuva Mem Beis, the Rebbe Chanan quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim that it's a Dava Poshet, he says, that the earth is also not considered mechubal karka. He says kedava posh. He says zev vaday. The earth is not mechubal. This sugi is not talking about the pot. The pot is not mechubal. We're not talking about the earth. The earth is not mechubal. We're talking about the plant. The plant that has the anika, that's mechubal karka, and that's considered that it's growing from the ground. The whole issue here is the plant, as he says b'shem Reb Chaim. The earth is not the earth. If it wouldn't have a plant, it would be separate. So if it has a plant, the earth is still separate. As a matter of fact, Reb Chaim Yisakasha, that if you have a flower pot with earth of Chutz Laretz, and you put it on ground of Eretz Yisrael, on the ground, it has a nekev, when you plant something, so it's chayav in Shuvas and Maaseres. No shayla, right? The whole shayla is if it's raised. But if you have a flower pot with a neck, you have it on the ground, and you plant and it grows, it's chayav in Shuvas and Maaseres, right? Reb Chaim, it has yinika from both. It has yinika from Eretz Yisrael, from the ground underneath. It has yinika from the flower pot itself, which is chutz laretz, thicker karka. So why is the fruit that grows, it should be considered tevel and chulin, murav and zeh bezeh? It should be like a mixture. If you plant something and you grow a tomato, that tomato should be like half Eretz Yisrael and half chutz laretz. So you later with the shrushim, you plant something in Eretz Yisrael and the shrushim stick out in the chutz laretz. So this should be the same thing. It should be half Eretz Yisrael, half chutz laretz. No? If you hold the karka is considered connected to the ground, then there's nothing to talk about. Then it's all Eretz Yisrael. So it seems Reb Chaim answered the apopike. The ikar, you go bust the ikar yanika, and the ikar yanika, hinemzon, is from the ground underneath, when you put a flower pot on the ground. And Mamela, he says that the you go bust the ikar yanika, and it's considered to be Eretz Yisrael. But in the Yisaita Dover, we see for Reb Chaim, he learns that the karka is separate. Karka is not Eretz Yisrael. Karka is chutz laretz, the karka. Alright, so he has a kasha. In long distance, it should be tevel, v'chulim, urav, and zubizu. But the underlying idea, Reb Chaim's Yisaita, is that the karka is considered separate. If you go past the Yanika, he knows that I think that there's Yanika of the karka underneath.
Yeah, because the
anime started
in the flower
pot. He said it started, maybe planted it that way. You know, he was talking. He planted it in such a flower pot, and the whole growing was done with shukras.
Now,
why they
get it on both?
Why?
Because they have a thin, very strong, like a karka that gets it on.
Okay, good. Okay, so we're going to have to get. Okay. We're heading back to get. That's where we're heading. All right, so this is the way Reb Chaim learns that Fikei Yam himself is mefakfek. He agrees that the flower pot is considered separate from the karka. His entire pickbook is on the earth. But all right, this is Reb Chaim or Reb Chanan held this way, so I think we'll go with this mahalach that the karka is considered separate. Klicheres? Reb Chaim is talking about the otzitz. Since the Gemara compares it, I would assume that the same thing is true by the svina. That the svina, what grows in its gesheshes, is yaydik from the karka. Since it's yaydik from the karka, therefore it has a it has such a thing. If why? Well, we'll see. It'll depend if it's gesheshes or not, which we'll see in a few minutes. Reb Chaim wasn't talking about cheres. He was talking about an otzitz nakuv. That the earth in the otzitz nakuv is considered to be not mechubal lekarka. It's just earth that's sitting there. Well, we're going to be medamed. He's talking in that case. But we're going to get to the dinyan. We'll get to it. All right, let's. The second question. And this is all going to be related. So, one question is how to look at the karka. Now, a separate issue. It says here, Afa Chutz Laretz. Habob Esvim. So, the Mishnah Melech says that Afa Chutz Laretz is Lav Dafka. It doesn't matter. If the offer is there, it's a straw dicker offer, chutzlaris dicker offer. Once the offer is on the boat or in the flower pot, we look at whether it's yainik for the ground underneath or it's not yainik. Whether the offer came from Eretz Yisrael or didn't come from Eretz Yisrael is not the issue. Why is the chapan offer chutzlaris? Luravusa. That even though it's chutzlaris dicker offer, still it could be chayav emaisus. But the Emes HaDvarim, Mishlo Melech holds, there's no difference if the offer is Eretz Yisrael Dika offer, Chutz Laretz Dika offer, it makes no difference. The Mishnah Melech is in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Beis Halachates. Bikurim Perek Beis Halachates, as I say, Mishnah Melech. There's no difference. The Ritva in our Sugya says Beferish Vakert. He says it Darka Afa Chutzlaretz. The Ritva is a one line Ritva. He says Otz and Akov, and Vedafka Ba'afa Chutzlaretz. The whole thing is talking about Afa Chutzlaretz. Which means, the Ritva learns, what's he saying? If it will be Eretz Yisrael Dika Afar, nothing to talk about. Eretz Yisrael Dika Afar, of course it's time in Trumas and Maestris. That's what it says in the Ritva. Now, this Ritva that's mechalek between the two types of offer. It's a bit of a chiddush. How do you understand the Ritva? If I have Eretz Yisrael Dika land, let's say someone to Eretz Yisrael, he comes back and he brings you a gift. He brings you a flower pot with Eretz Yisrael Dika karka. Good. No knuckles. You know, you take it to your house. You put it by your windowsill and you grow something edible. What do they grow today? They grow anything edible. Let's say you plant sunflowers. you plant sunflower seeds in this otzitz, and it's growing in your house. Does anybody think you'd be having trumas and maestros? In America, if you have a flower pot with Eretz Yisrael Dika earth, is that the staver? So it sounds like from the Ritva, the Ritva says it would be Eretz Yisrael Dika karka, nothing to talk about. No, that's what it sounds like. Eretz Yisrael Dika karka, for sure. Chayvin Trumas and Maestros. So you say Shnei Ritva. Aho Shaila is Chutz Laaretz Dika karka. So Vaita, when we finish the Rav Aryeh Leib, we'll have a Hezber in the Ritva. But this is the way what the Ritva is Mechadish. Ritva and the Mishnah Melech learn two different Nekudas from this Braisa. The Ritva sees in this Braisa a sugya of Afar. That there's something called Afar Chutz Laaretz, which even in a boat is considered Chutz Laaretz. There's something called Afar Eretz Yisrael, which is even in a boat called Eretz Yisrael. That's the way the Ritva learned. They looked at the Braisa. The Mishnah Melech looked at this Braisa. This is totally a sugya of Yanika. Nothing to do with the earth. Earth Ahin, earth Aper. It doesn't matter. Earth Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael. The whole Shaila is the Shaila of where the Yanika is from. That's the way he learned.
Isn't
there an application of Masin Nidavan, of the Masin Nidavan, there's no hold? Not in Chutz Laaretz. No. The Zakhtar Bar Yalev, that the Ritva's Pshat would answer, the way the Ritva learned this Braisa would solve the problem of Ma'inyin Gittin Eitzol Meisr. Pshat at the sugya. We still have to work on the Ritva. But according to the Ritva, it's very geschmack. The Shaila here in this Braisa is, if I take earth from either Yisrael Chutz Laaretz, I put in a boat, how do I look at that earth now? If someone's standing in that earth, is he standing in Eretz Yisrael, is he standing in Chutz Laaretz? So the Ritva learned, Ofa Chutz Laaretz above the Sfina means, then you look at the boat. If the boat has karka of Eretz Yisrael in it, then you're standing in Eretz Yisrael. If it has karka of Chutz Laaretz, you're standing in Chutz Laaretz. Unless it's Megosheshes, where the earth is considered connected to the other earth. But Kozman is not Megosheshes. You look at the earth in the boat. Whatever the earth in the boat is, that's where you are. Memela, how he says, the dinyan to get is good. The question is, am I in Chutz Laaretz? Am I in Eretz Yisrael? So this Braisa tells us a tremendous chiddush, that if you're standing in a pot of earth, so if it's not Gesheshes, so you're standing in Chutz Laaretz. And if it is Gesheshes, or if it's Ofer of Eretz Yisrael, you're standing in Eretz Yisrael, Lagami Loi Plugs. So in Dinyan of Geta Meiser, Dr. Bayalev, it's very geschmack. It's very, very, the Dinyan is very good, because we're not talking about Yanika. Get has nothing to do with Yanika. It only has to do with where am I? What am I on? If I'm on off Eretz Yisrael, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. If I'm off Chutz Laaretz, I'm in Chutz Laaretz. In Pshat, he says it's good. But then he says in Svara, it makes very little sense. In Svara, you hear this? We'll start a new thing. We'll import a lot of earth from Eretz Yisrael. and we'll have spread it out, and we'll have to yomtiv. You can come. You only have to have one day yomtiv. You go. You stay on this thing, and let's say it's yomtiv, and you want to do malacha. So we'll rent it out. People could come and stand on this for a little while and do some malacha, and then they can make any sense. So we're going to explain. Rabbi Leib explains it. He says, it doesn't make sense to say that if you have offer in a boat, or the same thing would be offer in any keli, I get a truckload of offer from Eretz Yisrael, I get it over here, and people will take turns standing on it, and they could be in Eretz Yisrael. You know, they want to be in Eretz Yisrael a little while. You have to pay a lot for a plane fare to be in Eretz Yisrael. You go on it, especially if you find somebody says it's a school that they have in Eretz Yisrael, you could charge people. They'll come and maybe they'll say Perek Shira on the thing, and it'll be very good. So in the Svara, this is the words of Rabbi Leib. He says, Impshat, the Ritva is very good. Dimyan to Befarei Nechtav is very Gishma. In Pshat, in Dimyan, it's wonderful. In Svara, it leaves a lot to be desired. What's going on here? A pot full of earth, Svartika earth, is Eretz Yisrael.
This question in Svara is the same question on the Ritva.
Yeah, that's the question on the Ritva. What is the
nothing else? It's true anyway, even if there is a Dimyan that Chazal said, like, look that way. Like, look, it's almost like you
didn't. So again, they didn't set it up. No, they set up a din of Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz. They didn't say boats. We're coming now to figure out what fits into the light plug. So we go with the rules. If we find such a rule that Afa Chutzlaret is Chutzlaret, Afa Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, so we'll say, all right, that's the way it works out. Not because they set it up that way, because the Mela works out that way.
But they must have originally set this there in a way. How are we trying to figure out what they set
up? I think when they sat down, they made a cheshbon for every contingency. They set up the rule, and now you figure out how it fits into the rule. I think that's the understanding. So Hayyais, the Ritva, and Pshat would be very good. What's only missing is Hesber. So Rabbi Leib sets out to understand Kavanas Ritva, and he comes to a very, very beautiful Klar Hagdara in the rule of Atzitz Lakov. There are certain steris in rules of Atzitz Lakov. For example, in the bottom Taisvis, Taisus brings that a Atzis Nakov is considered karka lagabe prusbol. In order to write a prusbol, the loiva has to have karka. So if the loiva has karka, owns a flower pot, so if it's not Nakov, it's not karka, but if it's Nakov, then any kind of prusbol, elal Atzis Nakov. So Taisus says it's karka. Lagabe Hilka Shabbos. Hadomer b'Shabbos, Hyparpisa de Mincha Ara va'Ancha Sichi. If your Taisus brings that if you have a flower pot put on with a hole in it on the ground, and you lift it up and you put it onto higher elevated stand, Chayim Mishum Taylish, Haynu Midrabanim. In other words, Taisus is saying that it's considered mechuber l'gabi Hilchos Shabbos, even if it's raised. And it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Sechta Shabbos, that Tzadik Hei, that if you have a flower pot that has a hole in it, it's yadik for the karka, and you are toilish from the flower pot, you chayiv Hilchos Shabbos. So that there's no shaila that legabe prusbel and legabe Hilchos Shabbos is considered to be mechub lekarka. That there's no shaila. We find here a chilek if it's gesheshes or not. If it's gesheshes, if it's close to the ground or not close to the ground, which the Gemara, at least in the first step, says the same thing. There's a chilek if it's agabi yaseidus or loy agabi yaseidus. Yachilukim. Rabbi Leib says that you have to divide the two halachis, two shailas regarding an atzis nakuf. One shaila is it considered with mechubah l'karka? Is it mechubah? Mechubah l'karka, anytime it's yaynik, it's mechubah l'karka. Doesn't matter, big yanika, small yanika. If it's raised, it's not raised. Lagabi Hilcha Shabbos, there would be no difference. It's raised, it's not raised. It's considered to be Mechubah Lekarka. As long as it's Yainik, it's considered Mechubah. Then there's a second Shire. And that is this considered Eretz Yisrael's earth? Is this offer considered Eretz Yisraelic earth? Rabbi Yehuda says, Habi Gosheshes, Habi Eina Gosheshes. Only on Lugabi the second Shire. Is this considered Eretz Yisraelic earth? So that depends how high it is off the ground or if it's touching the ground. If it's separate from the ground, it's Eina Gosheshes. So it's taka yainik from the ground, even if it's raised, there's some yanika. But lamaisa, it's separate. It's not bottled to the ground, it's separate. Or a flower pot is raised, agabi yasaidis. The Gemara is an initial thing, that's the same shayla. So the same thing, if it's raised, agabi yasaidis. It's still yainik. So is it mechubah lakarka? Yeah, it's mechubah. For Shabbos, you'd be chayv. Is the earth in the flower pot considered to be Eretz Yisrael Dika earth? Is it considered Eretz? It's not Eretz. It's separate. There's air between them. There's a few feet between them. So there are two separate dinim. There's one shaila, is it mechuber? If it's yainik, that's mechuber. Hilchas Shabbos, hilchas Purzbul, that's considered mechuber. The second shaila. Is it considered Eretz? Is it considered Eretz Yisrael? So that, if the earth is sitting on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, Gosheshes, so then we could say it's bottled to the land. The two earths are mixed, one with the other, so it's bottled. However, if it's separate, if there's air or water in between them, so then the earth in the boat or in the flower pot is not bottled to the land on the ground. And then, if it's Gosheshes, it's not Chayav and Shuvas and Maisvus, because it's separate. Mechubah Lekak, it's Mechubah. The shaila isn't as a mechubah. The shaila is this considered karka Eretz Yisrael? So if it's sitting on karka Eretz Yisrael, you can say it's bottle. Bottle, I don't mean it's bottle like taruvis. It's not mixed. It's one's on top of the other. But in chashivas, it's bottle onto the ground. You all understand that if you take a shovel full of chutz laretz earth and you scatter it on the ground, and then you plant that chutz laretz earth is bottle, it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael. Even though you might be able to tell which earth was scattered later and which was not. But that's not the point. The point is that it's like an ikar and tafel. One's an ikar, one's a tafel. The tafel is bottled to the ikar. So what our Gemara is saying is the following. The rule is, Lagabe Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Purzbul, that's nothing to talk about. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care, Gosheshes, Eina Gosheshes, as long as it's Yainik. If you pick an apple or a vegetable from something that's growing, and it has yinika from the earth, yichayiv on Shabbos, no matter what. It's part of the karka. Prusbul, it's karka. It's mechubah lekarka. Is it Eretz Yisrael? Is it Eretz Yisrael dika earth? No. Is it Eretz Yisrael dika earth? That depends. If it's sitting on the earth, on the floor, so then an achinami. It's a tafel. The other's the ikir. It's considered Eretz Yisrael. If it's raised, then it's considered chutzlaris dika afa. Memela, Zakhtar Bar Yaleib, the Ritva, which a minute ago was a Pella, is very Gishmak. What does the Ritva say? The whole Shaila of a raised flower pot is only a Shaila if what's in the flower pot is Karka Chutz Laretz. If what's in the flower pot is Karka Eretz Yisrael, there's no Shaila. Why? Zakhtar Bar Yaleib, Pashit. Because what's the whole Shaila? It's certainly Yainik from the ground of Eretz Yisrael. That's for sure. It's Mechover. The question only is, this earth is Chutz Laretz Dika earth. Do we say it's bottled to the ground underneath or not? So Rabbi Yehuda, if it's separate, it's not bottled to the ground. That whole Nidah is a bottle to the ground only makes sense if the ground is Eretz Yisrael. The flower pot is Chutz Laretz. So we have a problem. It's growing in Karka Chutz Laretz. So we have to say, oh, if it's bottled to the ground, so then it's Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayav and Shumas HaMaisus. If it's not bottled to the ground, then it's not Eretz Yisrael, it's not Chayav and Shumas HaMaisus. But if what's in the flower pot is itself Karka Eretz Yisrael, the Ritva is saying, if what's in the flower pot or in the boat is Karka Eretz Yisrael, so what are you going to stop being done? Is it bottled to the ground? It's not bottled to the ground, it's both Karka Eretz Yisrael. It's Karka Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, so of course it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. What's a Shaila? There's no question. The Ritva never says that Karka Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Of course not. Karka Yitzchol Chutz La'aretz doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. All the Ritva said is that Karka Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, when it's raised off the ground, either in a skin or in a flower pot, it's considered Eretz Yisrael. And that's a Davar HaMistaver. If someone's in Eretz Yisrael, he takes some earth and throws it into a flower pot, and it's raised off the ground and it's growing, so you can stop being done, is this Karka bottled to the Karka underneath? It has a nika from both. Is it Iker and Tof? You have to be done if it's a nika and Tof. It's the same offer. It's the same offer. What is in a flower pot? Well, not in a flower pot. But it's not a Shiloh Bipple. The Brisa chapped on offer chutz laretz, because the whole nidain is when it's offer chutz laretz, is it bottled to the karka? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, because sheshes is bottled to the karka. It's like an ikar and a tafel. And eder de sheshes is an ikar and ikar, and it's not bottled to the karka. This is a very geschmack uptaich of the Ritva. Very geschmack. And it explains the whole Ritva's mahalach and the sugi, that the sugi is telling us a chidish. In Eretz Yisrael only, not in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, if you're in a place where there's offer Eretz Yisrael, you're in Eretz Yisrael. If you're in a place where there's offer Chutz La'aretz, then it depends. Then it depends. That's the whole dinyan of this braisa. This is the way Rabbi Aryeh Leib learns up the sugya. I think he answers a couple of other kashyas with it, but all of this you could see in the chiddush of Rabbi Aryeh Leib, Simin Lamed Ches. I think the first three paragraphs you would see this whole hesber in the Ritva. And it's the sadistic Rav Shach and Avi Ezri and Ilchus Trumas, I think, is saying the same chilik to explain a different sugya in Ilchus Trumas Perakei Alocha Tesvav. He's talking the Elagabe Yehecha Timtza, which is not directly shayach to our sugya, but okay, with the gad to us, he makes the same type of chilik between Mechubar and that. Also, in the Rav Kook Ritvas, there's a very long Haggah underneath. After this piece of the Ritva, whoever was Masadar, it wrote a Shlichul Torah, which I think he's saying, it's not so that the language isn't that clear, I think he's saying a very similar chilik between, he's also being Mechalik, I think he means a very similar chilik between whether it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael or Mechubar. This seems to be a very glatta mahalach. I do have to tell you that I think you will find a miut of Mefarshim who will take an approach in the Ritva to say such a chiddush that karka of Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz has a din Eretz Yisrael, which to me is like a mind-boggling chiddush. The karka of Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz has a din Eretz Yisrael. I think that in the Migdash David, Rav David HaKohen Rappaport has such a mahalach. That Karka Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz still retains Dine Karka Eretz Yisrael. It's a tremendous chiddush. I think it's probably a Das Yachid in the Ritva, who himself is a Machlokes Ritva Mishnah Melech. However, there is one Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Avelos, Simishin Samach Gimel. It's brought down this minig that there were Nayik today to put offer of Eretz Yisrael underneath the mace. When the mace is buried, we spread a little bit of off Eretz Yisrael under him. And v'chiper ad masay amay k'siv, it says that's considered v'chiper ad masay amay. Kabbalah zachen ad no shayfes too. I may be up to Kabbalah. Api halacha, it would seem, pashtus, that if you take off from Eretz Yisrael and you spread it out on the ground of Chutz La'aretz, it's not Eretz Yisrael. Maybe, you know, the Kedusha, the Inyanim, the Kabbalah Inyanim has to. But in the pashtus of it, it doesn't have. It's brought that the Neid Behuda, I can't say he's the one that started the minig, the Neid Behuda had in his house a bottle of Offer Eretz Yisrael, which he told him that when he's buried, he should be buried with the Offer Eretz Yisrael under him. And the minig, as I said, is brought down in the Ramah. It became an Ashkenazish minig, widespread all over. And that does seem to say that Karka Eretz Yisrael from our Chutz La'aretz has something special to it. But I think the consensus way is Rav Aryeh Leib's Mahalach. So this is all really the Gat Pshat in the Gemara, to understanding a Havana in the Pshat. Now from Pshat, we have to move on to what comes out of the Sugya. There are two pieces that are the Gaya. One is the stipler in Simin Vav, And even more yesaidistik is a Rebbe Ruvain on the top word of the Sfina, Asuya Levrayach. The Rebbe Ruvain is Simon Tess, Nechdisha Rebbe Ruvain. If you have a good Havana of what Rebbe Ruvain is saying, Rebbe Ruvain is really Yisayin Hilcha Shabbos. When you think about his Chiddush, it's Yisayin Neged to probably a lot of Inyanim Hilcha Shabbos. I can't say Lahalacha, you're going to pass in Halachas from either one, from this type of Rebbe Ruvain, but certainly both of them give an insight. So these are the two pieces that we're going to get to in this session tomorrow.